So what's going on and welcome back to Monologue. Welcome back to my Autonomy One Boy podcast. Welcome to the second season of Monologue. I'm pretty happy to introduce, to announce the new season. And in the last episode, I talked a little bit about this season and I talked about it that I will start a little project, a little new format in which I will tell you a story, a self-written story. And yeah, this is the first episode of this pretty weird story, the self-written story, this sci-fi story, I don't know. Yes, I'm pretty happy to start with this project, and what I can promise is that it will become pretty strange and pretty crazy. So maybe let's start. Maybe one thing first. The name of the story is The Dyson Project. It's The Dyson Project episode 1. And I play all characters myself. So please enjoy. Okay, let's start. The Dyson Project. Episode 1. Something I've learned is that the future will never be what we imagine. Nevertheless, is the moment in which we imagine something, every time a moment in which it becomes a part of our reality. So the moment in which we are trained with the objective reality, the moment in which the future is beginning, is always a moment when our reality breaks apart. Often is the breaking apart a moment of disillusionment and fear of the unseen. Therefore, many people resist this moment before they can accept it. Children cry when their mothers say goodbye for a lesson. Teenagers rant if they are not allowed to do something what others are allowed to do. Parents fight back if their children came out. Uncles make fun of it when nephews don't share their interests. Even to the little things have the potential for big problems and pretty bad feelings. So maybe you can understand how strange I felt in the moment in which I wake up in the year 2309. Dai. Do you think they's good? Son. I don't know. He's the first verity who appeared out of nowhere. Did you ever hear about effects like this from the sub-project manager? Leonard. Okay, wait a second. The sub-project manager? Who's the sub-topic manager? The sub-project manager, I mean. Can I speak with him? What the fuck is happening? Son. Oh, they's living. I think they's good. I'm Son. That's my friend Dai. But the sub-project manager isn't a him. He's a verity type 9 PRX gender. You are not from here, right? Where are you from? Do you need any help? Leonard. What is a 9PRX gender? I'm from Germany, I think I'm from Germany. And where I'm here? Dai. Oh, no shit, sure. This is Germany. Son, mean, from which city are you? I think he's from Hamburg. The people there are crazy and speak like the people in the 21st century. Son's partner is also from there. Maybe you are one of his crazy friends. Leonard. Did you say, like the people from the 21st century, would you say that we are not in the 21st century? And if we are in Germany, why are we talking in English? Dai. Are you a student? Such question can only come from students. Oh, what's the weekday? What's the year? Or what's the century? It's 2309. 2 p.m. in Westphalia, Germany. Enough fun for today. Who are you and what are you doing in my flat? Leonard. I am from the 21st century and I think I'm a time traveler. Oh, that's fantastic and terrible. Any ideas how I became a time traveler? Okay, that's a pretty weird situation. Can we talk about it? Son. I think that's necessary. Leonard. Okay, but we are in Germany. Can we speak in German then? die. You can speak German. I don't know when I hear the last time somebody who talked in German. Everybody here speaks only English, with the exception of a small Gaelic village. Son. Okay, maybe we can go in the living room for talking. I think it's pretty weird if we talk the whole time in my bathroom. Leonard. That's a bathroom. Die. Oh yeah, that's the 24th century. Leonard. Explains why the future is so aseptic. But brings me to the question, why are you together in your bathroom, son? Son. I think it's time to go in the living room. Okay, right. That was the first episode of the Dyson Project. I hope you like it and I hope that you are not too confused. And now it's a pretty weird story and it becomes pretty weirder. But I think in the next episode, there are some answers. I hope you like it. I'm always happy about your feedback. And I wish you a nice week. Have a good start and good Monday. Bye.